What is going on, everybody? My name is Jay, and this is the very first episode of Sloppy Lab Work. Sloppy Lab Work is a segment provided by The Wild Wormhole, where what we're gonna do is exactly that, give you a sloppy analysis of deck lists, whether they're on personal deck lists. Sometimes we might ask for viewers or listeners to submit deck lists they want us to analyze. But basically what these are little mini episodes in between podcasts that we're going to post to our YouTube channel, post to our podcast feed, that you guys can listen to while you're waiting for the podcast episodes to come out. These are going to, majority of the time, probably going to be just one of us at a time. Sometimes we might pair up and do one or something like that on a deck that we all really like or something like that. But most of the time, it's going to be just one of us, either me, Mike, or D-House recording this. And we're going to put out as many as we can. I'm really excited. I think these are going to be fun to do. We're going to try to keep them pretty short for you guys since it's just one deck and it's a deck that you probably won't even be able to play except on the Crucible. But what we want to give you is the ability to kind of look at a deck list for the first time, pick apart some of the combos that that deck probably has. Because like in the limited format or the, buy a pack or buy a deck and play sealed events, you kind of need to be able to figure out what your deck does before you play it. So I think this will be a good way to train that part of the strategy of Keyforge. And I'm really excited. So I'm going to start with mine. It is Heaven Springlow Miner, if you want to look it up on the app so you can follow along with me. That is Heaven, H-E-A-V-E-N, comma, Springlow, S-P-R-I-N-G-L-O-W, Miner, M-I-N-E-R. And if possible, we'll link that into the description of the video or the podcast feed so you guys can just click on it. If not, you can search for it in the Keyforge app. So this is a Brobnar Shadows Untamed deck. And right away, you can see we're gonna start with Brobnar. This is my personal deck. I don't know if I already said that. I really like this deck. This is one of my favorite decks that I have. I've played it like 4 or 5 times, so I kind of have figured out some of the combos that it has and the kind of play style that this deck has. But I really like it. And as soon as I opened it and played it, I knew that this was gonna be one of my favorite decks. It's not even super great, but it's fun to play. And it feels unique. I guess they all feel unique, but it feels really unique to me because it's got some cards in here that are pretty rare. And so let's just go ahead and dive in. So Brobnar, right off the bat, you see a Coward's End and Loot the Body. So this is a really sick combo that you can do by itself. If you have no board presence, even if you have a little board presence, but your opponent has way more than you, you play that Loot the Bodies and the Coward's End. Loot the Bodies is play for the remainder of the turn. You gain one each time an enemy creature is destroyed. It doesn't even have to be from a fight. And the Coward's End is gain play, destroy each undamaged creature, gain 3 chains. So that combo is really good, but even without playing them together, Coward's End is a really good way to wipe the board before you play your creatures. And then Loot the Bodies is a really good way to get extra amber when you fight with big creatures. And you can see this is Brobnar and Untamed, so you're going to have plenty of creatures. Next up is Punch. It's good because it gives you an amber. You have to get that amber generation, and it does 3 damage to a creature. So it helps you get rid of some of those elusive guys from both Dis and Shadows that are really, really annoying. Like the ones that are steal an amber as an action, but it's got elusive, so you can't you have to attack it twice before you destroy it, all that kind of stuff. This card helps you get around that kind of stuff, and it helps you kill bigger creatures with smaller creatures. So I like that card. Next up is one that I actually really, really love. It's called Tremor. Play, stun a creature and each of its neighbors. This really comes in clutch when your opponent has some really dominant creatures on the board, especially some of them big Mars guys or big Sanctum guys that have tons of armor. This helps take care of that. It also takes care of, not even big creatures. Like if you want to stun some Shadows guys so they can't stop stealing all your stuff. So Tremor is a really good card. Unguarded Camp, this one's not my favorite in the deck. It's a play for each creature you have in excess of your opponent. A friendly creature captures 1 amber. Each creature cannot capture more than 1 amber this way. It's good. I like it. And I've played it once or twice, and in this deck you're going to have a lot of creatures on the board, so most of the time you have the ability to capture a lot of amber with this. But over the 4 or 5 games I've played, I've only played it once and captured like 1, maybe 2 amber. I might have just drawn it at the wrong time in every game or something like that, but I mean, it's decent. It's not the best card in the world to me, though. The next one is really important for the strategy of this deck, though. It's Gauntlet of Command. It's a artifact, action, ready, and fight with this creature. I mean, that's just Brobnar right there. So I'm a huge fan of this card. Next one is a really good one, too. It's an Omni artifact. Omni means you can use it on any house that you call. Sacrifice Screech Bomb, your opponent loses 2 amber. If you get it early, you play it, and now you just always have a way to keep your opponent off of a key if they have 7 amber or less, so 6 or 7. And that's on top of, like, if you have Unguarded Camp and you can use that, or other ways that you have to steal or disrupt your opponent's amber. War Chest. This is a really good card. Action, gain an amber for each enemy creature that was destroyed in a fight this turn. So you pair War Chest with Gauntlet of Command. It's an artifact, by the way. With Gauntlet of Command that lets you fight and loot the bodies, that's 2 amber every time you destroy a creature while fighting. Like, if you can fight and kill 3 things, that's 6 amber right there. That's a key. I don't know. I really like this Brobnar package of kill things, get amber. But one problem is I only have 4 Brobnar guys. Those are the 4 cards left in Brobnar. But they're good ones. So you got Fire Spitter, 5 power, 1 armor. Before fight, deal 1 damage to each creature. That's really good. I like that because there's a lot of small creatures with elusive and low health that this really helps to destroy. So if you can fight with him twice, you can kill a lot of really good small creatures with just his passive. You got Headhunter, fight, gain an amber. I love that, especially if you're fighting small creatures and you keep them alive for 2 fights. It's like you fight with him, well, you play Loot the Bodies or have War Chest out there or something along those lines. You play Loot the Bodies, you fight with Headhunter, you Gauntlet of Command, get them ready, fight them again. That's like 4 amber right there, at least. It could be way more than that. If you have Loot the Bodies, you kill 2 things, that's like 6 amber right there, fighting with that guy twice. That's just wild. So that's a cool combo. Lumiere, Flame Fist is another way to keep your opponent from forging a key. It's 5 power. Play, if your opponent has 7 or more, they lose 2. I really love the artwork on this card too. He's totally awesome and he looks cool. So say you have Screech Bomb out there, or you don't have Screech Bomb out there and your opponent has 7 amber, you play this, they go down, can't forge key. Or you combo them together, make them lose 2 with Screech Bomb, and then you play Lumiere Flame Fist first, make them lose 2, then Screech Bomb, make them lose 2 more. That's 4 amber right there. They just lost that turn. That's a lot. That's pretty significant. And the last creature that I have is a really, really cool one. It's Rock Curling Giant. He's a rare. He has 6 power. During your turn, each time you discard a Brobnar card from your hand, you may deal 4 damage to a creature. So that is really, really solid. 4 good creatures to fight with. So with all these fight things that I have in this deck, I have to have more than 4 creatures to fight with. So where do my creatures come from? Let's go over to Untamed. We'll start at the bottom. You got Nifflepuff. He's not great, but he ignores elusive, and Taunt isn't quite as important. But ignoring elusive is really good because there's so many annoying creatures that have elusive. So there's one creature. You got Murmook. He's not really a fight creature, but it is a body, and he makes your opponent's keys cost 4. Both of those are 3 power. Flaxia, she's only 4 power, but you gain 2 if you control more creatures than your opponent. Right now, you can't really see how that's really super possible, but you'll see in a minute. More times than not, you're going to get the 2 amber off this person, and it's a 4 creature that you use to fight. Witch of the Wilds, another 4 power creature. During each turn in which Untamed is not your active house, you may play 1 Untamed card. This is a rare, and this is a really strong one because, say you play Shadows or Brobnar, whatever. you could still play an untamed card from your hand. That is so, in this game, that is so awesome. All of the best cards are the cards that are like, play a card from another house, use a creature from another house, use an artifact from another house, or Wild Wormhole, play the top card of your deck. Oh, it's another house, and I still get to use it. That's awesome. Those are some of the best cards. I really like Witch of the Wilds. And then we get to the next part. We got Bear Flute. It's a rare. If you don't know what Bear Flute is, it's an action, fully heal an ancient bear. Okay, whatever. If there are no ancient bears in play, though, you get to search your deck and discard pile and put each ancient bear from your deck or your discard pile into your hand. If you do, you shuffle the discard pile into your deck. Oh, man. And guess what? I got 3 ancient bears. So essentially, if I don't have an ancient bear in play, I use this. I get to get all 3 of my ancient bears. And since I'm already using Untamed as my house, I get to play all 3 of those ancient bears. So in the mulligan, I always mulligan for Bear Flute. If I don't start with it, I mulligan to get it. Because turn 1, if I can get this out, the next turn, I'm going to have 3 ancient bears to play, which is huge board presence. Ancient Bear is a 5 power, assault 2. Before this creature attacks, deal 2 damage to the attacked enemy. So if you're dealing damage to this, ignores elusive, which is awesome. There's so many 2 power creatures that have elusive, tons of them. This creature is way better than he's been given credit for. He's not good just by himself, but if you have 3 Ancient Bears and Bear Flute, that's really, really good. So he's got Assault 2 to get past Elusive, and he's got 5 power. So he does 7 damage even if you're not fighting a small creature, which is a lot, and he has the ability to get through Elusive. So getting 3 of these out turn 2 is huge, and as soon as they're all dead, you just Bear Flute, get them all back, play them again. That is just insanity to me. I think that's really, really strong. Next up, we got Ritual of Balance. It is a artifact action. If your opponent has 6 or more, steal it. Just another sweet way to keep your opponent off a key, and it steals, which is really, really good to me. Steal is one of the strongest powers in the game that you can use, so that's exciting. Vigor, which is play, heal up to 3 damage from a creature. If you heal 3 damage, gain 1, but it also gives you an amber, so that's sweet. You have a chance of getting 2 amber from 1 card and healing your own character or your opponent's. Sometimes it's worth healing 3 damage from your opponent to get that extra amber. Fog Bank, your opponent cannot use creatures to fight on their next turn, and it gives you an amber, another really good card. And these are all cards that you can use with Witch of the Wild to play on your off turn. And the last one is another rare, Curiosity. Gain an amber and play destroy each scientist creature. Now, it feels really specific, especially for a rare, but Mars has science creatures, Logos has scientist creatures. I don't think any others do, but if you're playing against either of those houses, it just absolutely destroys it. And the good thing is I don't have any scientist creatures in my deck, so I'm not going to be targeting my own people. So, I mean, it's not the greatest card, but at minimum, it gives you an amber. Now, let's get on over to Shadows. Bait and Switch. Play, if your opponent has more amber than you, steal 1. Repeat this card's effect if your opponent still has more amber than you. Holy cow, that is really good. Bait and Switch is one of the more oppressive cards in the game. And now I have it in this deck that I already absolutely love. To go with that, I have too much to protect, which is gain an amber, steal all but 6 of your opponent's amber. So another way to get amber from them. Key of Darkness, which is a rare, forge a key at +6 current cost. If your opponent has no amber, forge a key at +2 current cost. So I have tons of ways to steal amber in this deck or capture amber in this deck, which helps me to get it to where I can forge a key at +2, which is really, really solid. And forging a key out of turn is really strong. But I do have to say I've pulled Key of Darkness off way less than I've pulled off something like Key Charge. I'm not exactly sure why, but I haven't actually pulled off Key of Darkness in this deck yet. I'm going to try and mess around and see if I'm just playing my deck wrong or or what have you, but I'm going to give it more time before I decide whether Key of Darkness is good for this deck or not. I have plenty of ways to capture and steal, so I should be able to get them down to zero. The next rare I have is Customs Office. Your opponent must pay you one amber in order to play an artifact. This is so solid. Such a good card. Because it's essentially your opponent doesn't play artifacts. Like, I think I've had one person pay me an amber to play an artifact, and it was a Dominator Bauble. Once. Every other game I've played, they've just always discarded their artifacts because they just feel like it's not worth it whatsoever. So I really like this one. This one is sweet, especially against an artifact heavy deck. It gives me a way to destroy, you know, or to combat against artifact heavy decks that are really strong. I got two more artifacts right here. They're both special delivery. Gives you an amber, and then Omni, sacrifice special delivery, deal 3 damage to a flank. If it destroys it, purge it. Another sweet way, I have tons of direct damage in this deck, and tons of creatures to do damage. So if you get both of these out, you got a punch in hand, you're doing tons of direct damage. Plus, you got Ancient Bears out there with Assault, and you got the Fire Spitter that does AoE damage, all that kind of stuff. You have ways to get... You have plenty of ways to get elusive creatures off the board in this deck, that is for sure. Another one is Nexus, 3 power creature, elusive. Reap, use an opponent's artifact as if it were yours. I like that one. I like it a lot. Especially some of the ones that are like one-time things. You have to sacrifice them. Potion of Invulnerability, all that kind of stuff. Even if it doesn't help you, it's nice to get it off your opponent's board. So that's sweet. Next up, two Silvertooths. Two of my favorite creatures in the game. Silvertooth is a 2 power creature that comes in ready. He enters play ready. He doesn't have elusive, skirmish, or anything like that, so he's not a fighting creature. It's essentially a creature that you play and you reap with, more times than not. So I really like having two Silvertooths to get some quick amber. I have Umbra, another 2 power skirmish, fight, steal an amber. Skirmish is when you fight, you're not dealt damage in return. So you can just keep fighting with this guy, doing 2 damage, stealing amber. So that's really good. And then two urchins. It's a 1 power creature, elusive, and plays stealing amber. So I have tons of ways of stealing amber. Plenty, especially in my shadows. Because in shadows alone, I have bait and switch, too much to protect. Customs office, it's not really stealing, but it gets me stuff. And two urchins and an umbra. So what are some of the best combos in the deck? Coward's End, Loot the Bodies, solid combo. Loot the Bodies plus Gauntlet of Command and the War Chest, really strong combo right there. I've got 3 Ancient Bears I can get out, plus Fire Spitter, Headhunter, Lumiere, Rock Curling Giant. I've got plenty of guys to get out to fight with. And this deck has a really strong board presence. You want to get Bear Flute early, though. If you don't get Bear Flute early, it's really hard to keep that presence on the board. But if you don't, it's still possible. But if you get Bear Flute early, you getting those Ancient Bears out, all 3 of them, whenever you want, it's so sick. It's such a good card. And then you just fight like crazy. You Gauntlet of Command, fight some more. You punch. You special delivery with the Loot the Bodies and War Chest, you get tons of amber from fighting. Then you got Bait and Switch. If your opponent just completely is just obliterating you in amber generation, you got your Bait and Switch. You got your too much to protect, all that kind of stuff. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. This was the first try at doing this. It was fun. I hope you guys like the list. I hope you guys enjoy the future segments of Sloppy Lab Work. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And as always, we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye.